allez dans la cour. S'il vous plaît, allez dans la cour.
As men, there are several things that we have been conditioned by to live, like in the society. And some of these things are for men not to show emotions, for men not to cry, for men not to, you know, talk about how they feel. We have been conditioned to say less. And that is why we brought to you a show, Say Less, for men by men. My name is Chris BK. I have with me
Bahinavanuruddin. And it's a long time coming.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yep.
Thinking about how this whole process began and how we have to pitch to a lot of people to believe in what we see.
Exactly.
And how we want things to be projected out there.
Let me tell you a joke. I know they didn't mean it, but the very first time I told someone, we are putting together a podcast for men. It's called Say Less. The person was like, I don't think we should have another show for men and talking about men all the time. We've had enough of these shows. Why are you talking about men?
Why do we even have an industry?
I mean, come on. A show for men? By men.
Maybe I thought the person felt like we are coming to, chase women, like be hard on women, make it look like we are coming to, you know, grabbing what women are already doing. Let's tarnish everything. But that's not the case. That's not what we're trying to do.
No.
What we are doing here is to empower the man to know what is up for him to grab.
So, this is just a pilot episode. We want to introduce to you everything that we are going to be discussing on the show. Don't forget to click the subscribe button and also on the bell notification icon so you can get every episode. This is the very first one. You get the other ones that will come up, you know, as time goes on. But we do have a guest with us to introduce and open our show, man. A brother, a tall brother.
Yeah, a tall brother.
you know, the map of Ghana, the north, you know, it's above there. Yeah. So I feel like because he's from there, that's how he got the height. He's that tall to the north. Tia Alidu. What's up, man?
I just want to say something. Okay. This is my camera, right?
Yeah, that's your camera.
I am here under duress.
By who?
Who forced you?
I was coerced.
By?
I was promised. Oh, boys call me, Charlie, with the chops on watch, you go come. I say, oh yeah, sure. I showed up here in a t-shirt and shorts and Charlie Wati. Because boys say we can't chop watch for some house. I come out, they shout out for me, I should come and talk about my feelings.
I mean, there was no other way we could have continued if it was not anything about watching.
So, you are not the kind of guy to convince easily to come on set. I mean, since
we barely see you after your career.
Do you guys see this?
What does that mean? What does that
mean? You explaining?
Are you explaining? You know, this is the sign for help. I have been kidnapped. I'm not supposed to be here. Where's my jollof? You promised me jollof. You said.
Hold on. Let me just go online. What do you want?
I want jollof.
Okay.
With plantain.
Okay.
I want an egg. I want the egg fried and cooked so too.
Okay.
Then I want Should I take like a big piece of grilled chicken or chicken wings? Plenty. 11 chicken wings, spicy.
Why are you making me all hungry all
spicy.
Of a sudden?
Charlie,
don't mind the body. I look smart. They chop pass. If you know what I mean. Are they chop pass? Let's be guided.
Okay. That's okay.
Have you the order, Dejo?
We are done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you.
But yeah, how are you?
I am. That's a very tricky question to ask a man.
Yeah.
The default. Oh yeah, Charlie, I'm cool. So what I usually do is instead of asking how are you, I ask, are you happy?
Okay.
So are you happy?
Am I happy?
Yes.
No, in my current state, I am.
Of course.
How about you? No, are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Because people. How are you? Yeah, it's become so default.
Yeah.
How are you? I'm fine.
Yeah.
without even thinking about
thinking
it.
About it, yeah.
It's like those people that lie to people that I miss you. Add, oh, I miss I'm you. I miss you too. You are a liar. You are a liar. You have not missed me. You know the biggest lie in the world?
Oh, yeah.
LOL.
Laughing. Just type on the keyboard. Yeah. With a frown face. Yeah. You know, meanwhile,
and, yeah, but LOL. So LOL. I created mine.
What's that?
Salts. S-E-L-T-S.
Silence.
No.
What?
Smiled a little, then stopped.
Ah.
Guys, this is T.I.M. You're expecting something you've never heard or seen before. That's how T.I.M.
But congratulations on your show, guys. Come on.
Thanks, man.
Hey.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You know what we do?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, so hey, you guys are coming to cry on the show. Let's talk about feelings.
Do I look like T.I.M.? Yes, man. Yeah.
Men don't cry.
I'm sorry. I have a question.
Okay.
When was the last time you cried?
That should be a week or two ago.
Really? What did you cry about?
I think I was angry and I just needed to let out my emotions. So I played, I was playing one song like that. You know, I just sat down and Simmer Down. Yeah.
You're playing Simmer Down?
Yeah, Black Sheriff. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, I got angry and I needed to just relax. My, you know, everything cooled down. I cried a lot. I wept.
So Simmer Down is your cry song?
Yeah, for now. I changed.
Wait, so is that a thing? People have cry music?
Yeah. And it's surprising as a man for me to tell you I have a cry music. Normally you hear it, you know, there is a place of heartbreak song or something. Yeah. And cry.
There's cry music.
Yeah,
there's cry music.
So you also have a cry song?
I have a whole album of cry music. Trust me.
You don't have one. All you have is eat music.
Well, hold on. Wait. Let's digest the first one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
People have cry music.
Yeah,
yes.
So now, do you know what I'm doing in my mind? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out which of the songs I have on my playlist
that is cry music.
It's cry music.
So thing is, it's not just I can listen to Simmer Down any day. Initially, when it released the track, I mean, it was vibes. You understand? Yeah, I was driving when I played the song, right? But the words in the song, the lyrics, you know, they have a certain message.
Yeah.
Now, when you get into that exact mood to fit the message, then you actually feel it more than, I mean it's like the song was written for you. He listened to your story, did everything. Exactly. Like, okay,
cry
Charlie.
Music.
Just, yeah.
My latest cry music is Rags to Riches by Kwame Udu. That's the number one on my album right now. Everything about the song resonates so much with this moment, actually, because the last time I cried was yesterday when we were about to put this thing together to start the whole podcast. I'm like, is this going to be...
You sound like you cry a lot. Because he said he has a cry song. You have playlists.
Trust me, any little thing that I'm so full of emotion.
I feel so left out. I'm sorry. Cry music.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a cry song.
Why?
So, okay. So I'm very... very, very much in touch with my emotions.
Okay.
So I know how to express it. When I need to let it out, I let it out.
All right.
But to have...
But is it bad for a man to cry?
It's not.
Okay.
It's really not. I do.
But you don't cry to music.
I've never thought about it. It sounds very therapeutic.
You know, let me tell you how it might happen. So I'm angry to the point where I just can't hold it anymore, right? But the tears are not coming. But I know I need to let it out before I can feel okay. So Charlie,
terrible.
Yeah, back to the
wow, I deviated the entire team.
Yeah,
I know.
You're very unprofessional.
Yeah.
Very and you are doing it again, but hold on.
Yeah. You should bring me back on this show so many times. Like,
So I want to actually give a certain insight into the show.
Okay.
From my personal perspective, right? Okay. So I'm the first of three boys.
Why isn't there alcohol in this?
There is no alcohol.
You can freely speak without alcohol. Why?
Okay, continue. Continue.
If you try this again, I'll take your business. I'm the first of three boys,
right?
And also, you know, my line of cousins, like my siblings and all other cousins. I am the first boy, right? I have four older cousins who are all girls.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Now, my father,
right,
is also the first among his sibling line. That is a first boy, right? Or first man. And he has elder siblings who are, you know, ladies. Or sisters. Right. So he has elder sisters, right?
Right.
So when you look at this family order I've given you can imagine the amount of responsibility that is always drummed into my head.
Mm-hmm.
So every single thing I'm doing, I mean, I grew up where all three boys will misbehave and I am the one, you know, they are pointing out to that, yo,
oh, yeah,
make sure that, yeah, you know, your siblings learn from you.
Yeah.
It will go beyond your siblings to your cousins are looking at you. This, your older cousin is even looking up to you. You get it. So with all this pressure and me going through life, I felt, do I even have a choice? Do I have the chance to say, no, I want to do this differently? Yeah. It's not about you looking up to me in this way or that way, because if I become an engineer, will all of you become engineers?
Yeah.
You know, I need to sort of create my own path. Yeah. I need to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And these are, if I didn't find the right people to speak with, if I didn't find a good number of friends to be able to share with, probably I wouldn't be here today, right? So from that angle, I mean, I spoke to him, you know, trying to put something like this together. And I realized that people relate to my story and they'll want to hear probably how we navigated, have, you know, a bit of varied opinions on how to run this thing. And that's why I, you know, I called him up and said,
but yeah, something like that. I get you guys. And I'm actually glad that you guys are doing this. Because the default settings for a man, I don't know what kind of show this is.
Your
microphone can't keep it up.
You're speaking so much.
The microphone can't.
Words,
I have the microphone can't. See what's happening. Your microphone.
I know what he's trying to do. It is not a reflection.
Watch. The microphone can't stay up.
Don't pay attention to him. It is not a reflection of who we are.
I don't know what kind of a man show this is. You're supposed to be show about men, and then your microphone can't keep it up.
I think our microphones are solidly up. You know, but it's just yours. So probably
watch.
It's about you.
Watch.
See, I'm sorry.
Watch.
Just the microphone.
Watch. I did three times. It's falling again. Three times.
Maybe the microphone is in love.
Don't you have like a female producer? Maybe.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, so you came in just to tease us.
Yes.
You just came in.
Yes.
We'll get it better.
Okay.
We are blessed in how to raise the dead, not cure the sick.
I'm not calling for help from anyone.
There's no help for you.
Okay. All right. Now, like I was saying, the default settings for men is endure.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you know a lot of men that are in your life.
Yeah.
That seem okay. Mm-hmm. You guys will hang out and have drinks, go for karaoke, whatever. Yeah. But beyond that, there's no conversation about mental health. There's no conversation about emotional health. There's no conversation about, you know, like, are you okay?
Mm-mm. Are you happy?
That it's a very, 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 very important question that we actually need to start answering.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Not exactly. I don't say I'm fully okay.
See? And that's what the show is. I'm doing promo for you. That's what the show is about. He just opened up. And that's what, and I think that's what the show is going to do. It's going to encourage men to, to open up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like let's start a Men Anonymous meetings, you know. Hi, my name is Tia. I'm a man. Hi, Tia.
That's your only problem. Yeah. I'm a man.
Yes. You know, because there's so many expectations set that like there's a yardstick that you have to
meet
always. Yeah. You can't meet the yardstick. You're not a man if you meet it. Mm. You have to cross that yardstick. Mm-hmm. You have to cross where the line is drawn. Else you are deemed what's the word?
Without worthy to be called a real man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cause why are you a man complaining? Why are you a man talking about how some girl hurt your feelings?
You know,
you're supposed to be Odish.
Oh, yeah, like the tough man.
You know, so what?
Yeah.
Can't knock me for Odishi.
Mm-hmm.
Sad boys don't fold.
Well, unfortunately, we fold more than the one we don't
fold. But yeah, I can count so many instances in my life personally where I honestly wished I had people, men
figures,
you know, to talk to. Uh-huh. You understand what I mean? And more often than not, what happens is when it becomes so overwhelming, men shut down. They literally would just close up. All their walls would go up. And then it appears they are insensitive, they are inconsiderate, without necessarily considering what they're actually going through.
Exactly.
I have lost a lot of friends. And partners because there was a period in my life where I was going through it. And that period coincided with the COVID lockdown. So imagine going through all this and not having human contact. You know, all I had.
Even with human contact, you understand? They've abandoned you. You can't really call them on phone or anything.
You get up and then you have to just do what it is you are supposed to. Your default setting, which usually is a routine, which more often than not is work. So people who men who bury themselves in work.
247.
247. Because that is the only thing that gives them a sense of, oh, I have to get up and do this. I have to get up and do that.
That's fulfillment for them. That's purpose.
Exactly. You know, and in my case, I remember there was a period, I probably, my social battery was so low. I was still on radio at that time. My social battery was so low. I took a leave of absence. I probably maybe ate twice in a 3-week period. So that's like 2 meals. I'll just, the best I'll do is just drink water. I'll lock myself in. People in my apartment building didn't even know. I was
home.
Do you know what I mean?
Isolation is up to tea. You were going through
that
mental health, you know, I say you're trying to deal with it. And then the isolation comes in. It's just straight to the roof. Because that is when you actually need people around you. It's not about how the money they will give you or the food they'll get you or anything, but that companionship. That's actually you need people to, you know, just share your issues with them. And that was gone.
And sometimes it's you're not looking for pity.
Yes.
You're not just want someone, because women who fight me for this. Men are very good listeners.
Oh, fact. That is true. 100%. That is true.
Men are very, very good listeners, right? Who is the listener's listener?
Big question.
The woman who claim they are the listener's listener.
Because men are not even conditioned to go to their fellow men to pour it out.
Yeah.
Who dare you? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it grows into so much mental health issues.
Yes.
So much, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, go into so much details, but there was a point in my life where just meeting people gave me crazy panic attacks.
Wow. That's hard.
Because of how crazy it was. I'll give you an example. There's an artist, right? She's doing really, really well. I used to, you know, support her a lot when I was on radio. And I hadn't gone out for like 8 months.
Yeah.
And then she said, yo, I am releasing my EP. And by this time, I was neck deep in whatever it was I was going through. She said, I'm releasing my EP and you've supported me so much. I cannot not have you.
Yeah. Other listening.
The listening. So I was like, sure, it's you. I'll pull up for you. So I get up, I go to this event. It was happening at, it was very, very specific.
You know.
But it was happening at a big artist's house, right? So I, and the person knows a lot of people in the industry, so people came to support her a lot. I get there, I park, and I get down. I walk to the gate. They usher me in. And I see a lot of people and I start hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe. I had a panic attack. And I literally had to go back to the car. I sat there for almost an hour, just trying to catch my breath. I called 4 people. 3 of them were like my guys. And Charlie, what's up, where are they? Yo, are they some side? You, I go call you back.
Straight.
You see, yo, I go call you back, and it's because, and I don't blame them. We are not conditioned to sense men going through stuff. But if it was a girl, if I was a girl and I call this guy and say, even the tone, the person would ask, are you okay?
But Tia, see, I want to take it from two angles, with respect to ego, right? So I know, come on, if I see you going through something, I can see it, right? With all this conditioning of don't engage in these kind of emotions, right? Me, who is observing what you're going through, my ego will not allow me to ask you if you're okay, because then I'm putting myself in that space to have a conversation around these emotions. Then you, on the other hand, also can't, same ego, do not, you don't want to be seen as weak, because then these are normally, you know, emotions of a weaker vessel, right? You are crying, you are all sad, you need some pampering, or you need someone to listen, someone to talk to, someone to listen to you, or anything like that. All seemingly emotions of a weaker vessel, right? So your ego is also preventing you from you know, just sharing, even without me asking.
And you're just making me realize what I did. Because when I called these friends of mine, instead of saying that I wasn't okay, I said, yo, Charlie, I did some side. You go come, I beg, come make we go some events. Instead of saying, yo, this is what happened, I said, oh, come accompany me, make we go some events.
Exactly. So in his mind, he's not coming to help. He's Charlie, one of the regular
challenges. So, exactly. So it goes both ways. You know, being able to be vulnerable, and then allowing someone into your vulnerabilities. It is very, very hard. I mean, I'm just hoping that the entire mental health, mental emotional well-being of men, it's the whole paradigm shifts, because men are going through it. They are going through it.
This is the album I shared. You know, it's not
but well, sharing in your emotions probably plays ego to be the demon in this state, right? Not letting you let your friends know what was actually happening to you. Sometimes it's not even ego. You just don't have anyone to be in your corner. But I remember in university, first year university, I knew absolutely nothing of what I was going to do. All I knew was that I've signed up for a marketing course. I didn't know anything about it, because I thought that if I like, you know, talking to people the more and, you know, interacting with people, that is marketing, selling something, that is marketing. But first year, I realized that no, what I have chosen, it is very, very, very deep. And I had no friends. Because one, I'm a poor child. My parents don't have. My daddy is struggling so hard, and I appreciate this man so well, but I did not grow up with him, which is understanding. Then now I go into this new circle that I'm being offered, you know, a scholarship to do something new. Now I don't have anyone in my corner to do anything for me. Then I began to break down, because what to eat, I don't have. What to wear is limited. And this is university, for crying out loud. You have to... like look the
everything
part
is,
you have to look there, because
you
are meeting a lot of people who already have, and the societal pressure is there so much. So the first thing I thought was like, if I'm going to sit down and go through all this, why don't I end my life? Like, let me just commit suicide for everything to go away. But then I realized that if I end my life, the money they are going to spend on the funeral, can't they use that money to take care of me? But then the funeral has to happen before they can even get the money and come out. So I think that we don't just have to play around ego. We have to make sure that we are there for one another. Just find somebody. I mean, it was very difficult for me to find somebody, because I feel like if I say it, somebody will use it as a newspaper and read it all out to people. And my issue will be like what the pastor will use to preach in the school. And I'll be all over the place. How do we now correct this thing that we have to find refuge in our fellow men?
So I get where you're coming from, but I don't think it's ego. I mean, ego plays a huge role, but I don't think ego is the reason we can't talk to. I think the problem is, how are you even going to start talking about it? What are you going to say?
Learn from women.
Let's test a quick simulation right now.
So
you are going through it.
I'm going through it.
Eh? Your woman take chair you.
Yeah.
Come meet them.
Yeah.
Then in a very compromising situation, you probably wish you were in.
I was the one, you know, who was in. Then someone is in.
Yeah, you understand what I mean. Eh? Mm-hmm. In things that you didn't even think she could do.
You know, right?
Maybe you ask me, she do am one or which two she times. She do. Say no, yo, she doesn't believe I can't. But you come, she's. You understand?
The first, if I'm calling you on the phone or then, if I'm texting you,
then in this matter, you know, you make a slide. You know, I'm sorry, it's not what you think, blah blah blah. But because you are loving, you're like, okay, fine, let's move on with our lives. But it keeps coming up, and then it is poor matter. Then you go back to you seeing something that happened in 19 Kojo, so you are choked up with emotion. You call. Reading. How are you even going to start?
Let's do, all right.
3, 2, 1, and action.
Now, this action thing has taken everything away.
Come on.
Why did you have to do 1, 2, 3 action?
No, calm down.
Oh, no, listen. No, how are you going to start?
Basically, my voice, if it's a call, my voice will let you know that I'm not okay. That's the first thing. Because I'm in that state already. So it's very low, probably shaky.
But it could me, he could think you just woke up.
If he's my friend and he knows me, he knows when I wake up, my voice never like that. You understand? So yes. I'm shaky, I'm teary, and it's sounding in my voice is choked, all that, right? And I mentioned the girl's name first to you. So there and then, he's getting the signal that, Charlie, already the voice be some way. He's mentioned the girl's name. Something is coming. So he would want to listen to me. And then I can go on with the story and let him know whatever happened. And I'm giving you everything detailed.
So do you think that what you just played out is easy for an everyday man?
It's not easy. I know it's not easy. It took me a while to get there. Right? It didn't happen. It wasn't my MO. It wasn't my default. Like growing up, I could just... Because I didn't even see my father do that. Right, the first time I saw my father cry, I think that day he was actually going through it because we were living in a, you know, like a double story, and then I climbed upstairs, went to the balcony. He was just there, big space. There was a chair. He was sitting in the middle, and his eyes were bloodshot. Like he was just sitting there, and I looked at him. The sun did scorch you, but he did it. I was just looking at him. I shook a bit and I went back. So, I don't know, something innate in me told me he needs alone time. That was the first time I saw my father cry. And then I moved from I started thinking, doesn't he have anybody to talk to? You know, why would he be in this situation at that time? I'm from a divorced home, right? So at that time he hadn't remarried. He was a single father by then. When I saw him, everything just I'm like, it'd be so my life would be, you know, that's many things I was thinking about, right? So from that point, I just said, no, I need to try and see how, you know, to do things to avoid getting here. Mind you, I didn't know what he was going through. It could be that he wants to be in the sun, right? But the way I saw it, based on everything that happened in my family, I'm like, Charlie, it could be any of these things. And I didn't want to be that.
Okay. That's so picking from your story, right? It's sad that you had to walk into something like that. But if maybe with the understanding you have now, if you walked in on a woman crying or, you know, it looks like the person had been crying, would you think, like you thought then, would you think and say, maybe she needs an alone time?
No.
You won't?
100% no.
But when you see a man, it's your first option, your first...
Is like he can handle it.
Why? This time. Why can't we, you know... Because the essence of being present for someone when the person is going through it, don't assume.
Yeah.
let the person say, can I be alone first? Mm-hmm. But if it is a woman, you wait, you go put your hand, are you okay? What's so wrong with it? Talk to me. They'll say, no, I want to be alone. Say, no, talk to me. What is wrong? You know, no, leave me. I want to be alone. No, I won't leave you alone. What is wrong with you? You know, tell me. Yeah. But do you understand?
Yeah.
But why?
See, the reason why I also
with this.
It is what it is. You know what I mean?
You mean through that?
Yo, you know what I mean? Yeah,
you didn't want it on the day.
Yeah. You know, are you okay? No, you just tell me.
To be fair, the reason I got to the conclusion of I didn't want to be that was because I felt like that was generational.
Right.
He was sitting there and will not want to share or will not want to talk to anybody because that's what he's also been quote unquote programmed with.
Right.
Right. And at that point, I realized that was happening to me.
Mm. Right.
So that is why I had to change it. Mm-hmm. So ordinarily, if I had been, you know, brought up, you know, as a woman to show my emotions, feel it, I mean, live my emotions and all of those things, maybe when I saw him, I would have approached him.
Mm.
It all comes from the training we get as we are growing up.
Yeah.
Boys are made to, we are trained differently in a way. Mm-hmm. Girls are trained differently in a way. This is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to live your life. Mm-hmm. And we did not see the kind of impact. I was lucky to see that happen for me early in my life.
Right.
For me to want, you know, to have a paradigm shift and be different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how many men are out there who have the same thing?
Things. So I think right now, the question is how can we, what are the systems or do we need to put together some sort of curriculum? What are we doing to help men navigate these problems?
That's why I say less is here.
The very first thing is say less.
That's why I say less is here too.
The very first thing.
Instead of them to answer the question, they are promoting their show.
All right, so you'll be seeing familiar faces here because we'll be calling on our everyday man to join us in the studios to have meaningful and insightful discussions that will help you and I. Yeah. I mean, me personally, because I'm a young man, coming up, so I need to learn a lot.
So, a lot of this, you know, and many other things you're going to see here on Say Less. We were pleased to have Tia Alidu on.
Introduce me well.
What do you want me to say?
What do you want us to say
tell,
again?
To who tell them who are me.
I mean, introduce yourself. Drop your social media handles. No. Young man, you are wrapping up.
Hey.
Your name and your social media handles.
Have you seen that Wild and Out episode that Kevin Hart said he won't come out until Nick Cannon produced?
I should have done that.
Your name and social media handles, eh?
Follow me at Tia Alidu everywhere.
Please spell it.
TIAHARDU.
Yeah. For someone to go and say, Tia.
Yes. But all jokes aside, very proud of you guys.
Thank you. That's
I wish you all the greatest.
Aww.
I wish you guys so many sponsors on your show. So that next time I come, you can afford to buy me. Because clearly, guys, please, I beg you, come and sponsor your show. So that I can buy my jollof for me.
Your dog is here. It's okay.
Where is it?
We need to end the show, so I go and pick it up.
Guys, don't subscribe.
All right, guys, so thank you so much. But before we end, we have to do a very big shout out to our clothing sponsor, Voskos.
Please let me. I just want to stand up for this one.
Just do.
You understand?
I'm also a life coach.
That's who I am.
Among other things.
I am also a life coach.
Yeah. So everything you see from head to toe is by Voskos, and we love you.
He doesn't want to stand because we are taller than him.
Please make sure you follow him on all social media and buy his clothes. We'll be wearing amazing outfits produced by him and sponsored by him as well. So Voskos GH.
No, Voskos _GH.
VOSKOS_GH. Please do so. And also follow me on social media platforms. My name is Ahina Banirudin.
My name is Crispy K. I am Crispy K everywhere. Yeah. Charlie, let's chit chat. Let's get into it.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning into the show. We really, really appreciate you guys so much. Catch us next week on the Say Less Show. Guys, follow us everywhere.
Hey,
subscribe, do the thing in the comment thingy, you know, click, clack, clack.
It's leave called your comment. Subscribe, and click on post notifications.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Can we
to my
end
show.
Now? Can we share the show now?
Yeah, Crispy, thank you for coming onto my show. Ohinba, thank you for coming onto my show. And catch you guys next week. Okay, bye.
Allez dans la cour. S'il vous plaît, allez dans la cour.